Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, before I get into what the Lord would have for us today, Karen and I would like to wish you a happy new year. Now, if your year did not go as planned and it was not a good year for you, one thing for sure, change is in order. Amen? Okay, so for the last few weeks, we have been talking about God's number one foundational truth, and that is Christ in us, which is also the definition of Christianity. God is not trying to make us better humans so we can become a Xerox copy of Jesus Christ. Oh no, God is trying to kill our flesh so He can give us something so much better, and that would be Jesus Christ Himself. So this week, we will move on to the second of the four foundational truths, which is our natural man versus the new creation. Someone who is in Christ Jesus, or in whom Christ dwells, is a Christian. Let me say that again. Someone who is in Christ, or in whom Christ dwells, is called a Christian. Now, I will let that sink in for a moment. Now, that person is born again, or as John says, is birth from above. So our rebirth is a heavenly birth from above, my friend. We then can say we are saved from the corruption of this world. But it is important to know that none of us start out this way. We are not born into the world as a new creation in Christ when we are born into this world. No, we're not. Rather, we are born into Adam, not into Christ. Wherein, within us, we see two creations. There is the old man, the nature of Adam, or fleshly carnal desires, or the old creation. And then there is that new man created in Christ Jesus, or the new creation. We are all born physically into this world, into Adam, but we can be born again a second time spiritually, born and birthed from above, born into Christ. We are still the old creature physically, but of that same, you know, time, if we accept the finished work of Christ on the cross, for by grace we are saved, through faith, Ephesians 2:8, we can become a new creature spiritually. Wow, that's powerful. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul tells us about becoming a new creature. Paul writes, "Therefore, or because of what has been previously said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, Paul is talking about our old nature, our old creature, if in Christ, or if in Christ dwells in us, all things are become new. Because notice, my friend, it does not say we will stop sinning or look and live like Christ. Oh no, our old Adamic nature will be alive. And well, if we feed it from the things of the world and from our flesh, it will be alive. But if we starve it with the things of God and feed our new creature with the Word of God, the Scriptures, spend time with the Lord, spend time praying, then our natural or our physical nature will die, and our spiritual nature will grow and grow and mature. So what constitutes the difference? Christ in us. Let me say that again. What constitutes the difference between the old man and the new man? Christ in us. The one who is born from above is joined to the Lord and made one in the Spirit with Him. Paul tells us again in 1 Corinthians 6:17, but that would be us that are birthed from above, that is joined unto the Lord, is one Spirit. Now, it is vital to see that one birth from above is not made one with soul or the natural man with Christ. No. Thus, the old nature does remain. Let me say that again. The old nature does remain in us. Now listen closely. Even though we are joined to Christ by the Spirit, but a person who is merely in Adam, not saved and not born again, not birthed from above, is not, repeat, not joined to Christ in the Spirit. Actually, they are dead men and women walking. They have a dead spirit, and their natural man is dead to the things of God. You know, oftentimes we in Christendom use and express make up even terms and names for things that we read in the Bible. I remember when I was pastoring in Germany, and a lady from Eritrea, named Eritrea, was named after her father because he loved his country and he loved his daughter, that came to the church and came forward to receive Christ. Well, she could not speak English well enough, and I could not speak Eritrean, so my African associate pastor from Nigeria had to lead her to the Lord in German. And as I was telling Pastor Joe what to say so that she would get the gravity of the moment and the commitments she was making before God, I was really struck by my words and the meetings they were to her that was projecting to her. I used words like, come into your heart, or give your heart to Jesus. What does that mean to a lady who does not understand the Christian concept? We stumbled through it, and praise God, she got it. You know, if you do not get the things of God by the Spirit, then you will never get them. Let me say that again. If you do not get the things of God by the Spirit of God, then you will never get them. Now, God is the Spirit. Jesus says, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life, in John 6:63. Eritrea got it, my friend, by the Spirit, and her life began to change. Her old man, her old nature, and her old life of prostitution just melted away. Her character and her attitudes began to change. Changed to the point that her father, who named her Eritrea, came because he loved her, came to church and had to, and even said he had to come to church to see who changed his daughter's life. Well, that was Jesus Christ, it wasn't us. How going to church could make such a big difference in her life, to where she would give up making thousands of dollars a month as a prostitute and getting a job working for peanuts, making salads in a kitchen. Oh yes, Eritrea got it all right. She got it by the Spirit. Her old man, her old nature was dealt a death blow, and she became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Unless we get this transformation by our Spirit again, it will never ever happen. We will stay the same old religious, pompous old creature, hoping and praying for a change. Hoping and praying for a change. Now, next week we will look more at the old nature. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, just hoping and trusting that you have a tremendous week to come, and that your new year is starting out right. And remember, if you did not like how your year ended, or it wasn't a good year, then do not continue to doing the same things that you did last year. There must be a change in you. There must be a change in God so that you can push forward in Him. You know, they say insanity is repeating, doing the same things over and over, but expecting a change. Well, even in God, that does not work. In God, we must change what we are doing so that God can bring those new things into our life. This is a desire that He has for us, to bring those new things into our life, and that will only happen if we have a desire and we make that change. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.